So here's a mitzvah that's common and easy. It lasts for a long time, and it's also a little bit mysterious. We learned in Eretz Yisrael 3 weeks ago, Parshas Matos, that the aftermath of the war the Jews had against Midian, Aaron has already passed away. It's the final months of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And the Jews have an incredibly successful war against Midian. In Parshas Matos, Moshe and the new Kohen Gadol, Elazar, the son of Aaron, give the Jews instructions about how to deal with what they brought back from war. Specifically, the Torah says that you're going to have some metal tools, metal devices, gold, silver, iron, what have you. It may need to be kashered. It was used for a tray for food. And it's also going to undergo a tahara process. It's going to undergo tevila in a mikveh. And that's the source of the notion. You get kalim from a non-Jew. You have a mitzvah, according to most, if not all, Rishonim, a mitzvah daraisa of tevilas kalim. So it's common. It's pretty easy. It lasts for a long time. Once you tovel once, you use the kli for years. What's mysterious about it is the following. What type of tefillah is this exactly? The kli is not tamei. You don't need it to be tahar. What exactly are you doing when you take the kelim to the mikvah? So this is Yerushalmi. It says, well, same question about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He goes to mikvah 5 times. If he was tamei, he couldn't even show up to work that day. Why is he going to mikvah again and again? What's he removing? A non-Jew wants to become a Jew. To undergo geirus, he needs to have tefillah b'mikvah. There is no tumah on his body that's being removed. So the Yerushalmi suggests that there are 2 different types of tefillah. There's a tefillah that merely removes tumah, a tefillah ha-mitaharas, and then sometimes tefillah does more. It doesn't just remove a negative, but it adds a positive. It's a tefillah ha-mikadeshas. Sometimes tefillah endows a non-Jew with Kedushas Yisrael, endows a Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, with added Kedusha to go in to Kodesh HaKadoshim to do that Avodas Yom Kippurim. And here's the odd man out. When you and I are going to eat, the forks and knives, the glass, the plate, they also get Kedusha. Jews eat Jewishly. Even mundane eating, what happens in the kitchen, what happens in the dining room, can be uniquely Jewish, can be uniquely holy. That's the mitzvah of Tfilas Kelim. When does Tfilas Kelim apply? So Gemara, at the very end of Avodah Zarah, tells us, well, look back at the original model, that original military story of the Kelim that the Jews had retrieved from Midianim, and the Gemara identifies 3 key factors. Number 1 is material, number 2 is function, and number 3 is ownership history. The kelim that the Jews are described as doing tefillah were all metal. The Gemara says, midrabanan, we add glass as well. So a wooden spoon, something made out of rubber, something made out of ceramic, you have your favorite coffee mug, no need to tovel. Tefillah only applies, number 1, if the material is metal or glass. So the Gemara says, well, how about a bike? I bought a great titanium bike, a Trek 7100. I bought it from a non-Jew. It's made out of metal. You have to go to mikvah. It sounds sort of strange. The Gemara says, no. Because rule number 1 is the material has to be metal or glass. Rule number 2 is, like the kelim that the Jews had gotten from Midian, the function has to be kalei seuda. Devices, tools, are used either for preparing, storing, serving, or eating food. And how about a corkscrew? Not going to enjoy that bottle of wine without the corkscrew. How about a can opener? How about the grates on your oven or the grate inside your toaster oven? Can't eat without that. So Rishonim explained clay suda means not only it's used for food, but it's used in direct contact with the food. The corkscrew doesn't touch the wine. The can opener does not have to touch the tuna inside. And how about the grates on your oven? The pot sits on it, not the food. The toaster ovens, that gets a little tricky. It depends how you use your toaster oven. Some people always have a tray or a piece of foil that they put the pizza on top, and some people like putting the pizza straight on the grate. If you put your pizza straight on the grate, the grate needs tefillah. If not, then not. And then one final condition. In addition to the material being metal or glass, the function being clay seudam, the Gemara says that the ownership history has to be the same as that of clay midian. Used to belong to a non-Jew, and presently belongs to a Jew. And so we close with one final quirk. And that is, fast forward 15 years, you're the rabbi in a town, and a restaurant wants to go kosher. They come to you, and say, can you give us a comment and give us action? There are all sorts of things you have to look at, their ingredients and their process, their equipment. Most things doesn't matter whether the restaurant owner is Jewish or non-Jewish. Sometimes the restaurant owner is Jewish, things get a little more complicated. Every once in a while, if the restaurant owner is Jewish, things become a little less complicated. One of those examples is Tfilas Kelim, because Tfilas Kelim only apply if the kli used to belong to a non-Jew and presently belongs to a Jew, you or someone else. But if the restaurant is owned by a non-Jew, you are free to go into a non-Jew's restaurant, assuming the food is kosher, the equipment is kosher, the kelim do not require tefillah, because the unique idea of endowing your eating with kedusha comes into play when it's a fully Jewish eating. Tomorrow we'll continue with some of the common and usual situations of tefillas kelim.